All this week, Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes has been accompanying over 20 Michigan CEOs as they examine the thriving economy of Israel, looking for lessons to be applied to Michigan, to Detroit. Daniel is with us today from Tel Aviv, and it's real clear from your column today in the news, Daniel, that the news stories and images of trouble and conflict between Israelis and Palestinians might get the tourists jittery, but it sure isn't slowing down business investors.
No, it certainly is not. Things are going gangbusters here, particularly in the high-tech space. Last year, there were 4,000 rockets that were fired from the Gaza Strip into Israel. Only about 1,000 of them, by the way, were targeted or were headed towards populations. But despite that, they booked $3.4 billion in venture capital raises last year and are on track this year to raise probably $5 billion. And even when that happened last year, there were a lot of people who really wanted to help, and they were trying to buy product from businesses in the southern part of Israel. They were trying to order things. It was the postings went out on Facebook and said, hey, anybody got any empty office space? Because in the tech business, it's kind of 24/7. Mm-hmm. And almost immediately, people were offering office space in Tel Aviv and other areas where people could essentially grab all their laptops and whatnot they needed and decamp to office in Tel Aviv. I mean, so the business community is still very active.
So it was support from the business community in the north to folks in the south and saying, here, mm-hmm. we're going to support you, A, by buying products, B, by giving you a space to work. But the idea of the fact that they're on track to top $5 billion in venture capital investments, why is this? I mean, here you've got political problems and worries, but business, as you quoted one entrepreneur, is literally going off the charts in Israel.
Yeah, and I think it's because the smart money in tech understands that the culture, the Israeli business culture, and the capacity that it has for technical expertise is so great that they can't not be here. And so people are looking for all sorts of ways to get in there. You know, this morning I went on an automotive track. They broke the group up. The group actually broke itself up into whether you wanted to go look at some innovation projects, you wanted to go into life sciences or digital medicine, or whether you wanted to go to automotive. So being the Detroit guy and everything, I went to the automotive. And it's really interesting some of the things that people are developing here. And they're really focused on not necessarily the next iPhone. They're focused on technologies that I think there's a demand for in the marketplace. One person is looking for kind of an add-on to a nav system that would help you find parking spaces, that when you look at your nav system and it tells you it's going to take you 18 minutes to get somewhere, but then it takes you another 10 minutes to figure out where to park.
Sure.
This is a system that would add on to that and would use an algorithm to direct you to certain kinds of parking spaces. Do you want on-street parking? Do you want to pay for a parking deck? Do you want valet? You know, whatever the case may be. But there's a lot of that going on here, and these people are all looking for capital. And yesterday we went to a university, a private university here outside of Tel Aviv, that has an entrepreneurship program that's funded by some American philanthropy. And I mean, it is part of the culture here. I mean, these are college kids, but who, by the way, are 25 and 26 because they served in the military.
Right.
But nevertheless, very active.
You draw some interesting illustrations of the connection between the image issues and the news coverage of Israel, the perception, and what we see about Detroit. And you found, just as in Detroit, the reality doesn't always sync up with the perception, does it?
No, it doesn't. And, you know, we had an opportunity to speak with the mayor and of Jerusalem, and he took that topic on head on. And frankly, just about everybody we've talked to has brought it up elliptically in one way or another. They recognize how the rest of the world sees this patch of real estate. I mean, it's interesting if you put yourself to try and put yourself in that. I mean, how would we be if we were living with that kind of thing day in and day out? And I'm raising families in it and knowing that, you know, our part of the world is this real lightning rod where people kind of tend to take sides, whether they really know what the heck's going on here or they don't.
Mm-hmm.
And even some of the comments on today's column, it's interesting. They're all over the map. You know, you got some people praising Israel for what they're doing and the way they run their country, and you've got other people calling them every vile name in the book. But so it's a very polarizing thing. That said, I think the Israelis recognize where they are, what they have to deal with, and they deal with it head on, and they deal with it head on with visitors. But I think clearly investors are showing that they understand what the risks, and they've done essentially the discount. As one person pointed out to me, you know, in the high tech business, the real value there is not in plants and equipment like we know in Detroit. The value is in the intellectual property and the people, and essentially what they've got in their computers. And you know, if things really went south, and they were going south for what looked like a long time, you could get out of here pretty quickly because you don't have a lot of sunk investment actually sunk into the ground.
So what do you think are some of the main lessons that these Michigan CEOs are going to be able to bring back to this state and maybe actually apply?
That's a good question. I think a lot of people are coming to terms with the fact that some of this is not going to be extractable. Mm. Tonight we're having dinner with a few graduates from what's called the Talpiot program in the IDF, or the Israeli Defense Forces. Very, very elite group of people who are selected, who essentially are the brains in the IDF, the people who are developing technologies, whether it's cybersecurity technologies and other things. And time and time and time again, as you meet these entrepreneurs, they talk about their military service. I think everybody recognizes that that's really not that's a non-starter in the U.S. I think more what people are looking at is they're seeing that there's a role for government here. The government plays a very purposeful role in trying to push innovation and back it, even take higher risks early on. And I think that's going to be a conversation. I think you're going to hear more about public-private partnerships. You know, we do have a governor in Michigan who comes out of the venture capital space, who understands technology. He is, and I think will be, somewhat hemmed in terms of what he can do or what his Michigan Economic Development Corporation can do. But I think you're going to hear something along those lines for sure.
Daniel Howes, Detroit News business columnist and associate business editor, speaking to us from Tel Aviv as he continues his week-long tour with Michigan CEOs. Thanks so much, Daniel.
Thanks for having me.